It's time for this week's WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I am Paul Foster. The topic this week, the 2019 Get Off the Grid Fest Solar Expo and Sustainability Fair. It's coming up the weekend of August 9th, 10th, and 11th at Warren Wilson College there in Swannanoa, Asheville. Our guest to talk about this, Bill Fleming. Hey, Bill.
Hey, happy to be here.
First of all, tell us, what is your role with Get Off the Grid?
I guess you could best characterize it as a focalizer. I focus in on my considerable staff, and my main job and my main talent is to defray responsibilities to different people and then let them take it from there. They run with it.
Before we get into more about the Get Off the Grid event next weekend at Warren Wilson, hasn't there also been a Get Off the Grid in Georgia?
Yes, we are committed to every 2 years. That's why it's a biennial festival. Every 2 years, we're going to move this show around to different parts of the South. 2 years ago, it was timed with the solar eclipse, the total solar eclipse that many Southerners could view. And we were right on the path of totality there in Blairsville, Georgia, which turned out to be absolutely a wonderful venue. Had quite a bit of interest in what the sun can provide in addition to a spectacular cosmic event like an eclipse. But also, we were springboarding off of that to make the point, well, while you're looking at the eclipse, think about this. The sun has the ability to be able to power up our planet in a clean and safe way.
So it being a biannual event, it was in Asheville, the first one, 2017.
Yeah, correct.
Here we are 2 years later. So take us back to that first one. What did you guys learn and what's maybe helped you better prepare for this time around?
Yes. The inception for the festival came out of my experience and the experience of several other people who are helping me with this in building our own off-grid homes. And what we found in that doing that is that these are in rural areas, and rural areas tend to be underserved by the technology in general. But what we found as we were talking with our community members about what was going on with our building plans is there's an intense interest on the part of people in our neighborhood, which is Blue Ridge, Georgia, just in what we were doing. And almost everybody to a person said, that's what I want to do. I want to get off the grid. I want to have my own, produce my own power. How can I do that? And so we decided the experience for us has been so positive and so empowering. I mean, pardon the pun there. We wanted to make this available so that everybody, help everybody else achieve their energy independence.
It's a clear-cut message that you're talking about renewable energy, how we help ourselves being self-sufficient. Key components would be what, health and wellness, and you just go on and on with different things outside of the entertainment that'll be there.
Exactly. We are expanding what it means to be off the grid to include not only power and energy, but also let's think about getting off the food grid by growing our own food or at least supporting farmers who are growing safe and unadulterated food, you know, for us to consume. And let's think about getting off the medical grid. Become our own practitioners, knowing what our bodies need and then acting on that by consulting herbal remedies and other people who have alternative medical cures for things that come up. Developing a practice where you exercise regularly and you don't have to use the drugs that are so readily available. So let's get off the medical grid, let's get off the food grid, let's get off the power grid, and create our own energy, health and wellness, and food.
If you like what you're hearing right now, you may want to definitely mark your calendar and be at the 2019 Get Off the Grid Fest Solar Expo and Sustainability Fair there at Warren Wilson College, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Let's go ahead and mention this right quick, and then we'll jump into more details about some of the entertainers. And we'll mention this again at the conclusion of our interview. If someone wanted to go ahead and find out more about you folks, look into finding out how they can be there, a website, how could they do so?
Yes, we absolutely have a website. It's www.getoffthegridfest.com. And I was really surprised when we applied for that domain that there was nobody else. It is a musical festival, and we have a really bright, stellar cast of musicians. But I'm wanting to make the point that it is also all about information and people sharing their experiences in creating their own food and power. And so we have a number of workshops, panels, everything from green jobs, panel on green jobs, stressing the fact that renewable energy is the fastest growing employment source that we have in this country right now and has been for the last 3 years. And we also have panels in climate change and local energy policy here in Western Carolina, vis-a-vis Duke Power and other organizations. And we have a panel that is being led by a person called the Green Cowboy, who is also our keynote speaker. His name is Dave Freeman. He is the former director of the TVA, has been an advisor to 5 presidents. He's in his 90s and just as spry as you and I. And he is a wealth of information and ideas and vision. And he's all about electricity from the sun, from the wind, from mini hydro, and decentralizing. And that is a really important point that we are trying to make with the festival, is that we tend to think about all these different issues in separate categories. We think of the environmental issues as distinct and separate from justice issues, distinct and separate from perhaps health issues or economic issues. But the festival is trying to stress that these are all rolled in together. When you have a situation where very few people or entities are controlling the vast amount of the resources, it sets up automatically an imbalance, a disparity between the haves and the have-nots that comes down to justice issues. You strike a blow for renewable energy when you become your own provider. You're actually helping the equation there to balance out between the haves and have-nots because you're creating resources.
You're hearing from Bill Fleming on the Friday feature from WNCW talking about the exciting upcoming Get Off the Grid Festival. I think a lot of people are going to have a chance to be so educated. They're going to be able to pick up a lot of information. But do tell us about some of the music acts that are planning to be a part of this great event.
We have gotten the group Rise in Appalachia is going to be our headliners for Saturday night. And if there was ever a group that walked the walk, as well as talking the talk about renewable energy and the planet's environment, it is the Smith Girls, Leah and Chloe, and their band. They're global citizens in a way. They're as likely to be in Slovenia or Standing Rock 1 week as they are in Atlanta or Asheville. And they are supported by a cast of literally dozens of great musicians, many of them coming from the Asheville and Western Carolina area. We have Jeff Sipe, who is from Silva, who is a master drummer, bringing his band Kaizen. We have a local Cajun and Zydeco band called Bio Diesel. We have 3 stages all told, over 60 different groups performing on those stages over the course of the 3 days. Just a host of others.
Now, Bill, when it comes to the pasture and where the event's taking place there, Warren Wilson, I know there's a few things that people should know before they arrive.
We are committed to reducing our impact on the grounds itself because it is a working pasture and we want to treat it with all the respect that it's due. We have no public parking at the festival site itself. But what we have done is to set up 4 large parking areas at a local high school, at a local middle school, at the Swingles, which is the Swannanoa Ingles, off of Old Beatry Road, which is a nearby parking area. It's free parking, so everybody should come to those sites, and they are clearly posted on our website as well as our promotional materials. Come to those sites, park your car, and then get on one of our shuttle buses, and they will bring you right to the festival site so you don't have to worry about having to find a parking space, and more importantly, you don't have to worry about tearing up the grounds there.
The 2019 Get Off the Grid Fest Solar Expo and Sustainability Fair, I want to remind you again, Warren Wilson College, Swannanoa, of course, the Asheville area, next weekend on August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Come and celebrate the future in the pasture.
We want to thank you, Bill Fleming, for telling us all about Get Off the Grid and continued success. It'll be a powerful event.
Thank you, Paul.
That's the Friday feature from WNCW. We're also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.